Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my curse. I would travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Whoa, Viger, let's calm down. Let's not do that anymore, please, like at all.
Okay. Please.
And welcome to the 169th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I'm your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my co-host,
Viger,
and Mickey Panda.
And we're here to bring you another Pucklicious episode of the Puckle Podcast, so puckle up and make more puckly puns.
Puckle.
Puckle. I have puns.
Puckle puns.
I've done this for a while. After like 7 years, you just have to have fun with it. And
it just comes naturally.
Start the show however the hell you want. I guess I'll ask the question I've asked for a while. Well, first of all, Mickey Panda, you're new.
You're new
on the show, but you're not new in Puckle. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been listening to you guys for a few months now, and I'm the newest person on the writing staff.
I believe so.
Yeah,
I've been trying to keep up.
And I write the anime writer columns, so I pretty much just write anime synopsis.
That works.
And that's why I'm here.
That, and I wanted to make sure you got it on an episode, because I did that writer's appreciation episode, and then immediately after that, Sublime joined, and then you joined. And it was like within 2 weeks, and I felt really bad, because I didn't want it to be like another year before you got to be on the show.
Well,
find that episode for Sublime to get in on.
Yeah, I already did that. I did a VGC episode.
Right.
Oh, right.
So now you're full karma. So now
I'm
your
good.
Karma is full.
I'm good.
So now we can't be mad at you. So
exactly.
Now we must search for an...
You can't be sour at me at all. I just provide free content.
Right.
And promise you free
content.
But
bastards. Like sometimes that's just not enough.
It's not enough to be free. It has to be free with me on it.
Exactly.
So, what has everybody been doing in Pokemon?
Wow, stole my question.
Sorry. I'm just gonna get right to it.
Yeah, that's a good question. How about you answer the question first, Biker?
Oh, yes. Wonderful. First, I taught myself the TCG, so I'm in that now.
Oh, and yeah,
also,
no, you've been showing me cards
I got gypped out of regionals.
Tell me about it, Hiker.
I live only two counties away from where the regionals are being held. And you know what's the only thing that was stopping me? Work.
That's awful.
I was going to say your Valentine.
No. Heck no.
Majora's Mask came out, okay?
That would have been my Valentine. Anyway, it's super disappointing because I have a deck. I have a modified Earth Pulse deck that I'm running, so I could have brought something to the TCG. Probably would have gotten knocked out due to my rookie experience, but...
I mean, that's my plan for...
Yeah, my mettle.
That's, like, my plan for PuckleCon, you know? Go in there and then just kind of get creamed right away.
Yeah, just...
But I just kind of want to play to play, you know? And I'll go hang out for, like, two days, not even battling.
I would have been able to meet my Twitch boss, Jay Witz, and puckle it up with him. Hey, you should be on the Puckle podcast.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe one day. Not right now.
One of these days, I'll get it over to him.
One of these days. I'm not in a hurry. I think I'm a good enough personality, okay?
Yeah. Right. So anyway, Thatch.
Well, what have I been doing? Okay, so this week, like last week, I said I was in a very Animal Crossing mode.
Right.
And I'm still in a very Animal Crossing mode. I actually got the new 3DS yesterday, or Friday, whatever that was. And I don't know. Did either of you get it?
No, I still have my
Gen 1. So I haven't upgraded since, like, the original, like, launch 3DS. So I never had an XL or anything, but this thing is really nice.
Does it, like, lag up when you use the 3D?
No! Well, like, if you're playing Pokemon, yeah, they'll do that. Because what it does, it does have a higher processor power, but for older games, it doesn't rev itself up.
Right.
Because it doesn't want to cause, like, potential issues with the game.
Right.
And the clock speeds and everything, so it doesn't do that. So, yeah, you still get some lag in Pokemon with it, but other than that, the 3D is actually, like, really, really nice.
I can't
explain it, because I don't know, even when I was using the old one and I had it in the right spot, it would still hurt my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But now, like, with that face tracking stuff, it doesn't hurt my eyes, like, whatsoever to use the 3D ever.
That's really good.
And
that's
so
interesting.
It feels really weird to not play some of these games in 3D.
Right.
Now that I've been playing it, like, I've only had it for like 3 days, but the amount that's I've good. Played with it just to, like, get a feel for it is really, really nice.
Yeah.
How is, like, the C-stick nub thing? Because, like, I was trying it out at, like, the Toys R Us, and I'm like, I don't know how this moves.
It's actually so nice. I don't use it for much. I don't use it for much except for, like, Smash. I know, Misty got Majora's Mask to play with it, and I did play the demo with that, and the C-stick is really nice for the camera.
Right.
But I was playing Smash with it, and it was actually really nice. It's far more responsive than you think it's going to be.
Does it
but
do
it's,
with the
it's
C
literally
stick
it's literally like
did?
All the reviews say, and it's like if you have an older laptop with like the thing in the middle of the keyboard to use for the mouse, it's exactly like that. I think it works better than that.
Oh, interesting.
It's incredibly sensitive. I played the Monster Hunter demo as well with it just to try it out.
Right.
And it's done very well.
Right.
I do not regret this purchase.
So pretty much you haven't done anything in Pokemon.
I played some Showdown. I played some Showdown this week like I do every week. Because that's something I can do when I'm, like, at work. And, you know, like, I'm collecting data or something, and so I have 30 minutes to kill. I'll just open up Showdown.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've been playing, I haven't played too much randoms like I was last week. I've been playing a lot of Little Cup. I really need to get into VGCs. I told myself I need to get into VGCs. This week, it's happening. Next week, episode 170, I'm going to be like, I played some VGC on Showdown this week.
And I'm sure hope everybody holds you up to that.
I hope somebody at least calls me out if I don't. I want one
Jesse
angry email.
Fat
Exactly. I want somebody to call me out in an email. Just one email calling me out.
Thatch, you're a liar. That's the whole email. Like, hello, Thatch and other assorted co-hosts. It's I. Thatch, you're a liar. Okay, bye.
Bye. How about you, Mickey Panda? What have you been doing?
I haven't been doing much in Pokemon this week, but for those who don't know, I am a huge Pokemon TCG collector.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just collect the cards and I collect sets.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, I finished Flashfire. I finally got the two cards I needed, so that was great. I just needed Kangaskhan EX and Magnezone EX Full, which are surprisingly not hard to find, but yet they were the hardest for me to find.
I got a Magnezone EX on the online TCG just from a random booster pack that I bought, and it just popped out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, I can work with this.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny because those, like, yes, they're still ultra rares, but then I end up getting secret rares more often than I get ultra rares at times.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just weird when how things like that kind of happen.
Yeah. I recently got a Gallade EX box booster set that came with the brand new Gallade EX.
Right, yeah.
And it looks sick, and it's also got this, like, novelty promo super big.
Oh, yeah.
I love the jumbo cards,
That's like as big as my face, and I'm like, I'd love to play this at the TCG.
Yeah, like I have a Primal Groudon EX of like one of the jumbo cards. They're gorgeous.
Just I've got a in front of my desk from like way back in the day. I've got like a Victini one because if you actually went to like the Zekrom or Reshiram movie, I forget which one it was because it's the same movie.
Because they're both. There's two movies.
Yeah, it's the same movie, but insane. Just done twice.
And, like, one word changed here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
And either Hydreigon or Golurk is
shiny. Shiny. Yeah.
And that's it.
And I actually went to go see it in theaters when it was in theaters.
It was in theaters?
It was in like, select theaters, and they had one showing.
It must have been an American thing. That did not happen here in Canada.
It happened when I was living in Dayton, Ohio. And I went, and I got a giant... I got giant Victini card and a couple other things.
Right.
And it was really cool because I still have this jumbo Victini card. I don't do anything with it.
That's awesome.
I should give it away or something.
Should be like the prize for the Summer League.
Summer League doesn't have prizes, but
card that is
Shamu and I have been talking about ideas for the Summer League. And if we get some monies, it might become a reality.
Some money's a very
hey guys,
type.
So maybe you should donate to podcast.com so we can get some cool.
Make that happen.
We've got people happen. Donate plenty, and we're doing pretty well for ourselves. But
that's
I mean,
awesome.
We have enough to sustain ourselves. I would like to see enough to like make ourselves thrive.
Right, expand.
Mm-hmm.
Manifest destiny all the way.
So I guess we should actually move on to the show. But before that, let's talk about some news. So cue the epic music. Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in. And on to the news. So, Viger's here, so why should I do the news? Viger, list me off some things that are in the news.
Well, regionals are in their final day as of this recording Sunday, so when this podcast actually goes out, the U.S. regionals will
except for Kissimmee, Florida.
Well, whatever. They're late on everything.
Kissimmee. That's such a fun name.
They're late on everything. They're late on elections.
That,
they're late on
what's really upsetting
they're
is,
late
like...
late on everything.
What's, so, what, wait, one sec. One before you move on, what's really upsetting is, like, all these happen on Valentine's Day, except for the one in Kissimmee, Florida.
Now that's ironic.
Right? I mean, come on. Like, that one's on February 20th, so that's in like 2 weeks.
That's
but...
their fault, not ours.
Also, they announced these like a week before they happened.
Right.
Which I thought was very, I thought personally was very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. It's like releasing a big Xbox PS4 game on election day. It's like, we're going to keep everybody home.
I
play our game.
If it wouldn't have been
don't
on...
Don't care what's going on in the world right now. Don't care how important it is. You gotta play our game.
If they would have given me, like, a month's head up, I would have thought about going to St. Louis. I would have considered it.
Yeah, I could have met you there. If I had known that, and
we'll meet at PuckleCon.
I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to do that.
Oh, gosh.
Because work everywhere. But anyway. So, aside from regionals... let's see. The new Pokemon game, Pokemon Shuffle, is set to be released in Japan, at least, Wednesday, February 18th, 3 days as of this recording. So
if
you're
excited for.
So if you're into your tile sliding puzzle games, then get Shuffle. Many people think it's the same thing as Trozai, but Shuffle's got Mega Evolution, so...
It's got Mega Evolution. I don't know if anything really changes, honestly.
I think you just get more points.
Trozai, they, like, attack your, like, box a little bit. I don't think they do that in Shuffle either. And it's definitely freemium. Shuffle is. So if you have, like, inhumane levels of patience...
Yeah.
Inhuman levels of patience. Like, maybe you should just get this one instead of Trozai.
Yeah.
Or you could just spend $7 and get Trozai.
Whatever suits your fancy. Or you could get both if you're that kind of psychotic person.
I mean, I couldn't do that. I barely play. I didn't realize that Trozai had spot pass or street pass until this weekend. I went to GameStop and because we had to do Misty wanted to trade her old DS in when she bought her new 3DS.
Right.
And so, you know, I went in there. I like to street pass a lot. I go in there, and there's just one other kid running around, and I didn't realize he had a DS on him until, like, I got back outside and I was checking it. I was like, oh, I got a DS. I got a street pass. And it was definitely from that kid, because I got, like, he literally played every single game that I've played.
Right.
It was Pokemon. Yeah, I got hit on Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. I got hit on Animal Crossing, I got hit on Trozai, and I got hit on Smash.
Wow.
And, which was just, like, perfect. Because those are the games I play. And so, like, I checked the Animal Crossing, it's just like, and I'm just like, and after I read what the kid's town name was in Animal Crossing, I'm like, yep, it's from the kid that was in the GameStop.
Oh, no. What's the town name?
It was Anal Town.
Ah.
Welcome to Anal Town.
Wow.
Ah.
So, I was just like, what's that's the kid in the store.
Stored?
What's your main export, may I ask? Or should I not? I'll pass on
But
that.
Either way,
Pokemon Shuffle's coming out, so look forward to that if you're into the puzzle games that Pokemon usually do. Twitch Plays Pokemon's back in the news again. A long time coming. They've gone back to Gen 1 and are doing yet another playthrough of Red. So
this one's gonna take so. This one's gonna take so long though.
No, they didn't do Blue. They did Red.
They did Red. Oh, so they're just essentially just rebooting it.
They're rebooting it.
Kind of.
Just like Marvel.
It's not gonna have the same effect though, because it was a first time thing, and there's like hundreds of thousands of people in there. But either way, they're already doing a lot better right now. Like literally.
Let me explain.
They got a Charizard at this point.
Yeah, but how many of them are there right now? Like, how many people are on it?
5,575.
That's why. Because back in the original one, there were like 90,000 people playing.
There was like 100,000.
Yeah. And so...
Everybody was like doing massive amounts of drugs and making stupid decisions.
What was really upsetting is like I was on Reddit and the Pokemon subreddit, and there are people like... Look how much easier X and Y is. We finished it on Twitch Plays Pokemon in, like, a couple days. Red took us so long.
There's only, like, several hundred of them.
I'm like, that's because there's, like, 1,000 of you playing.
Yeah. And they all know how to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was There was no need for the democracy or these systems. But when you have 100,000 plus people all spamming their own commands into this poor, poor kid's head... You kind of need to have some sort of control if you want to get it through the rocket.
This time they're trying to catch all the Pokemon instead of beating the game, right? That's what their goal is.
They're two badges in. They've gone 2 days, almost clocking in at 3 days. But they're right now currently running Charizard, Magikarp, Poliwag, Kakuna, Krabby, and Onix.
Yeah, but how many Pokemon have they caught so far? That's what I want to know.
I'm looking on the...
They should have some kind of counter, because I think that's the whole point of this playthrough.
They've caught 13, seen 104 out of the original 150.
Okay, so they've got a ways to go.
They got a ways to go. This is never going to end. But either way...
Yeah, this one's going to take a lot longer. It's not just beating the game. It's catching all 151.
So either way, Twitch Plays Pokemon's going on. If you need some white noise to go to sleep at night, then flip that on. I'm looking through the news. There's the Darkrai distribution that's happening in the UK.
At game stores, right?
At game stores. Capital G, capital A, capital M, capital E stores.
Yeah.
It's for Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. Pokemon X and Y, and it's a Darkrai. So if you don't already have a Darkrai, then mm-hmm. and you're living in the UK, go for it. But
is
now
there
onto
special about the Darkrai?
Like
moveset
wise? I don't think so.
I'm looking at it, and nothing has. Hold on.
Let me see if I can find something on it. Let's see.
It knows it has the move Phantom Force.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Can it not
normally
learn Phantom Force?
It doesn't. It does not learn Phantom Force naturally.
It does not.
Right.
Look at that.
So
that might be worth something.
Yeah, that it's nice. So
Ghost
but
type
anyway,
fly.
On to the big news topic that we got for us today. Coro Coro leaked. Good old Coro Coro. Coro 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 Coro. We've got more pictures and information about the upcoming second XY movie, or as I like to call it, the Oras movie, the Archgen of Rings Hoopa. So according to the various pictures that have been revealed, Hoopa, Primal Groudon, and Primal Kyogre and a shiny black Mega Rayquaza are not the only Pokemon that are gonna be featuring in this movie. According to one of the posters, we see not only those Pokemon, but Lugia, Kyurem, Palkia, Latios, Latias, Dialga, Giratina, and even Arceus, Arceus. Take your pick, however you want to pronounce that, all meeting mm-hmm. up in this whole movie. So mm-hmm. that plays along with how Hoopa actually works and how the Mirage Islands.
Yeah,
brought
I'm
all
really excited
different,
for that.
Kind of
brought
it
all these different game. Pokemon to Hoenn. So, again, Hoopa's playing the crucial role. I'm already seeing, like, massive battles between legendary Pokemon that previously never met, like Lugia and Palkia going toe-to-toe.
That'd be so cool.
Perhaps Dialga matching wits with Mega Rayquaza, and I'm just holding out for it. Arceus finally bringing order to Hoopa's misdoings. Not only just Hoopa, but Hoopa Unbound.
It would actually be really cool if, like, Arceus played a bigger role.
Yeah.
I would.
He was amazing in the
They're giving one away, I think, in the theaters.
Yeah,
too.
there is a
distribution. Really?
There will be a distribution mm-hmm. going on in tandem with both Coro Coro and the Archgen of Rings. By serial code, you will be able to download a special Arceus for mm-hmm. Omega Ruby Alpha mm-hmm. Sapphire. So,
I think it'd be really cool
with,
if it was just like
that, it's like
all
along
the lore.
With that they get the shiny Mega Rayquaza as well. And it's
all of the
no news for Hoopa though.
Yep. No information about Hoopa, but then again
no
that
Hoopa
was kind
info.
Of the same that was kind of the same thing with Deonsi as well. Mm-hmm. It's just kind mm-hmm. of holding out, then the movie got released, and then the distribution.
And then the distribution came.
So we'll expect a Hoopa distribution to occur sometime in the near future.
I hope so.
It's going to be the most overpowered Pokemon in the entire VGC. He's probably
it's not going to go in the VGC. They don't allow mythical Pokemon in the VGC.
Either way, though, if you're going to bring it into a tournament, you're going to get kicked right out because Hoopa Unbound's stupidly overpowered. But either way, that's pretty much it for the news. The more important news.
Puckle news, I guess, is a thing.
Yeah.
UUTC still happening. I need to talk with Shamu. I was going to finalize this, but I haven't had time. Because we have a new tournament that's starting. Let me double check. On, I believe it's the 22nd of March. We are doing a VGC tournament. So VGC rules and everything. I think we're going to open up the registration probably on March 1st. So March 1st to the 22nd, you can register. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably be single eliminations. Just for fun. Get things going.
It's like another UUTC, cool. but with more formal rules.
With more formal rules and not nearly as many cool prizes.
And an even bigger ban list to abide by.
Yeah. No, it's actually smaller. I think it's a smaller ban list.
Really?
Yeah, because it's VGCs. So VGCs, like, everything's on the table except for mythical and legendary Pokemon, essentially.
So I could run the Speed Boost Blaziken.
You can actually run Speed Boost Blaziken.
I can have Aegislash back.
And you can run Aegislash, and you can run you can run like a lot of things in VGC that you can't run like in OU.
Right.
And it's actually a lot of fun because you'll see that. And the thing is in doubles, actually works out, because a lot of these things get nerfed to an extent.
What we have to do sometimes is have like a playful little anything goes tournament.
Maybe we could just do that for fun. We have all the tournaments planned out for this year.
Right.
Maybe next year.
Maybe
we could
like
do it.
Comical. Hey, participate in this anything goes badge and get the Mega Rayquaza badge. Don't forget you. Broke the system and abused it.
I mean, we're still, like, this is kind of just, like, as a placeholder for something to do until the Summer League starts.
Right.
Because the Summer League is something that we're really preparing for. Shamu and I have been, like, working on it already. And we're getting things put together, because we need to get gym leaders together, and there'll be more news about that, because we're going to hold gym leader tryouts for people who think they can be a gym leader or want to be one.
Right.
And I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
I think we're looking forward, like, I think on our list we had 5 that we don't need to interview or something like that, so we need, like, another 5.
We're going to have, like, 10 different gym leaders.
That's the whole point. Like, more gym leaders than...
Flying in the face of how Pokemon actually works. With the 8 gym badges, we have 2 more, so...
Well, it makes it easier if you get, like, 8 gym badges in the league, you know? Like,
yeah.
I couldn't catch... Like, if somebody couldn't catch me, for what reason, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, there's that one gym leader you can't beat.
You can't catch or you can't beat somebody. There's still another 9 people you can go.
Yeah,
you can go up against.
It's like it's like last Summer League when you reduce the amount of badges from 8 to 6.
I'm doing it preemptively.
But now you're just increasing the number of gym leaders and still keeping the mandatory 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, makes sense. I look forward to it. We all look forward to it.
We sure do.
Yeah, all right. So I guess that's it, Puckle-wise. Oh, Chatbox Meetup next week. February 23rd, there's going to be a Chatbox Meetup.
Chat with us.
Come and hang out. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's when it starts. You can come on out, hang out. It's on the Puckle calendar, so you can, if you follow the Puckle calendar, which you can, if you have a Google account, you can just choose to follow it. You can come out. I might be giving away more Jirachi, so if you want one, come to it. Talk
Don't
to me.
Count on it, though.
I'm not going to make anything uncertain, but come, you can ask. We'll see what happens. But yeah, February 23rd, next Monday, so a week from when this is released, you guys can definitely come out, try to talk to us about it.
Right.
Just talk to us, battle with me for fun. It'll be a blast.
Battle for funsies.
Yeah. Battle Vigor and anything goes.
Yeah!
So, that's it for the news. Let's head on over to the topic after this short break.
Hey, this is Sister Cake, and I think you should sign up for the Puckle Podcast website if you haven't already. Why? You can earn badges, make new friends, chat with me and other hosts of the podcast, and just talk about Pokemon, if you want to. You should also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Tumblr to get your Puckle fix. If you haven't already helped us by reviewing us on iTunes, do it. Just don't give us a 1-star or I will find you. Also, if you have the time, send us an email at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, since fan emails make up half the show. We're literally nothing without you. So come on and participate at Puckle today.
And on to the topic. Our topic today, for those of you who cannot read the title, maybe it's dyslexia, or like, you're 10.
Or maybe my shoddy singing in the opening.
Or maybe you're just listening to this because somebody shoved it in your ear, and... you have no idea what the Puckle Podcast is.
if not, welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. 25 minutes into the show. We'll let you know what it is. And we're here to... what we're going to talk about today is the X and Y anime, because Mickey Panda being the anime writer, we thought it was a very appropriate topic to include her in. So I guess we should just start talking about like how the X and Y anime is going, in our opinion. Honestly, I think it's... I like it to some extent, but there are other things I don't like about it.
Yeah, I agree.
The one thing, though, that I'm seeing about it is it's so slow.
Mm-hmm. No. You did not watch the Diamond and Pearl anime. You cannot say this.
Still, it's just...
It's almost excruciatingly slow.
It is painfully slow.
It's getting there. Ash is already 4 badges in, and he still only has 5 Pokemon.
No.
He's not even 4 badges in, is he?
No, he's got 4 in Japan.
Yeah, 4 in Japan, 3 in America.
3 here.
Yeah.
Time differences and everything. They're a pain. But either way,
Well, so, it's only like a 10-episode delay or something, I think.
Yeah, usually. Yeah,
it's really nice. It's a lot better than it used to be. Like, when Diamond and Pearl was a thing, we were, I think, 25 or so episodes behind Japan in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And what was really sad was in Diamond and Pearl, there was a 50-episode gap between him getting the 7th badge and the 8th badge. So there's an entire season of filler.
Jeez.
Just an entire season. Just imagine that, Viger.
Yeah.
And then be thankful that X and Y is not like that.
I wasn't really getting up onto the anime. Like, my previous escapades into the Gen 1 and 2 animes, and then I kind of fell off the bandwagon, and then Diamond and Pearl ruled me back in, so.
There was, I enjoyed, actually, I think I've said this several times, that I really enjoyed the Unova.
Yeah.
Anime. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was done very well. And
there was
kind of
a lot of stuff that happened in there. I don't think Ash has caught as many Pokemon in any other region as he has in Unova.
Maybe Kanto, but yeah, he gave half of them away.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And then he brought some of them with him to Johto,
mm-hmm.
and then started off fresh and didn't really go.
He even brought Charizard back in Unova.
Yeah, which was really cool. Like,
great.
Unova was... I was so excited for X and Y because they got a new producer and everything.
Right.
And I was just like, oh man, it's going to be great. It's going to be like Unova, but like done right.
One thing that I did like about the X and Y that I found to be very interesting was they decided to have just a remixed version of the Gen 1 theme song.
I actually really enjoyed that.
I loved that touch. And I'm like, maybe it's like pretty much, we're getting back to our roots.
Mm-hmm. And then they did it.
And they did.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
I don't think they're doing it as well, honestly.
Yeah.
The one thing I really like is that at least this time it's not like, Ash, here's all the starters. And then Ash is saying, I can't hold all these starters. And
now it's just restricted to one, and then the others are picked up by the companion.
Yeah, I really like
Because I like that touch. It lets Ash be more...
It lets him diversify his team, in a sense. And I really like that he caught Hawlucha. That's really cool.
I was not... Out of all the Pokemon, I was not expecting Hawlucha to...
Exactly.
Same here. I thought that was a very weird choice for Ash, then, just because it doesn't seem like... I don't know. Hawlucha just seems like one of those Pokemon that not many people pick up.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like... something like a rival Pokemon.
Yes, yeah.
Something that a rival would use against Ash.
Mm-hmm. I really like it. I thought it was really nice. That and Goomy.
Goomy
was a huge curveball for me.
And now, it literally, in the upcoming episode in the Japan release, I think, based on the screenshots and previews and the hints at it, it's going to evolve to Slugoo already.
I know, it's supposed to do it, like, really fast, I think.
Having only... been around for about 6 episodes.
It's gonna be
really
like Dawn's Mamoswine, I think.
Maybe.
Dawn caught Swinub and then it evolved to Mamoswine like almost instantly.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a lot like that.
But it goes beyond that. It's if the new anime opening is anything to go off of, it's not only gonna evolve to Slugoo, but it's gonna straight to Gutra.
Yeah.
So that marks the first time in the anime that Ash has not only had a fully evolved dragon Pokemon, but also a pseudo-legendary,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
Which is very exciting.
I'm really happy about it. Like,
he was very close to having a Tyranitar in the form of Larvitar, but that was just...
That was completely different, though. Because he was, like, carrying the egg for, like...
Yeah, that wasn't technically his, but...
He was going to deliver it and...
It's the closest, though, he's had to any sort of pseudo. Yeah.
He had Gible.
He has Gible, yeah, but I think it's just a Gible because it's Ash's Gible. It's going to stay Gible.
Yeah, it's never going to be anything else.
Ash and Evolution don't really go along too well.
No, what was... Speaking of that, my favorite thing is that Froakie evolved to Frogadier.
And I'm still holding on to the speculation that it's going to become a Greninja.
Oh, no, it's definitely going to become Greninja.
There's
it can't just stay there.
With the popularity that Greninja has, he's pretty much the mascot for 6th Gen.
Yeah.
Push the legendaries aside, and then you've got Greninja. It's just he's a fighter in Smash Bros. You cannot have him not be Ash's Pokemon.
No, you can't. Like, that's perfect. I'm really waiting for that, because that would be the first time that Ash's, like, water Pokemon actually, like, evolved. The only time that ever happened was Kingler.
Yeah, Squirtle, Totodile, Oshawott, they've all stayed.
Oshawott, Boisel? Boisel did it? Corphish? Corphish did it? His water-type Pokemon don't evolve.
Well, it's mainly his starter Pokemon.
It's literally all of them.
Yeah, and only his fire starters have evolved at all. Quilava.
Torterra.
Torterra.
Torterra, Bayleaf.
Yeah, but if there's one thing, the water starters have not budged.
And it's really disappointing, and I'm really happy that they're doing something with
it. I'm really happy
now
that they're deciding to have the one starter that Ash has, which happens to be water, evolving. Even if it stays at Frogadier, I'm still happy that it evolved.
But something happened.
Yeah, it would be stupid not to evolve it to Greninja. Mm-hmm. With as much hype, with as much pomp and circumstance that comes with it.
I agree.
That would only end badly if he doesn't.
Yeah. So let's move on to another companion that's been going along. Clement, my favorite gym leader of all time, because he's like silent and has a shtick, but he doesn't keep drowning you in it all the time.
Yeah.
We get silent, you like food. But with Clement, he says his catchphrase, pulls out the machine, it blows up in his face, and we move on.
But the machines are also different.
Yeah,
which I really enjoy.
And he keeps pulling them out of his like infinite universe backpack.
Yeah, that was my next thing. I have no idea where it is.
It's the bag of holding, like in Dungeons and Dragons.
Even in Beyonce and the Cocoon of Destruction, you actually see him pull out that giant ladder, and it just keeps coming out of his backpack. Like, okay, now you're just rubbing it in because now
it's not supposed to make any sense. It's like it's not a magical backpack.
It's never supposed to make sense.
It's not a magical backpack.
Just
it's a technologically advanced backpack.
Nanomachines. All right. Can't be explained, nanomachines.
It's like, nanomachines. Interstellar, the ending just doesn't make sense.
It's interesting, though, with Clement. You would think he would, being the electric gym leader, he would have almost all entirely Pokemon.
No, I think he's, following the mantra of Pokemon Origins to a sense.
Yeah.
Where the Pokemon are at the gym.
Right.
Yeah.
And you use those. The only thing I don't like is that, at the beginning of the anime, when Ash was in Lumio City, it's you need 4 badges to get in here. First of all, I don't know why Ash wasn't just like, so I've got, I've got, 40 badges.
Now.
I've got 40 badges or so.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I guess they were meaning Kalos League, if you want to get technically correct with them, whatever.
Yeah, and then, but either way,
one Pokemon, and it was Pikachu, who pretty much went through his obligatory anime reset with the gnome and stepped into Kalos. I mean, literally, Pikachu lost to Vivian.
It's fine. It's fine. But it's like to see him go out of order. I would really like to see him do that.
Yeah.
I was really excited. Like, oh, I'm in Lumiel City. Let me go take on the gym leader. And then, you know, he travels with Clement after he beats Clement, just like with Brock.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a really cool plot
Brock
point.
Just happened to be the first gym leader that you fight, but whatever.
I think it would have been a really cool plot point to do something like that.
Yeah, it would be interesting to do that at least. But with Clement, it's interesting, though. First Pokemon he uses is like a complete juxtaposition to his normal typing speciality, which is Bunnelby.
Yeah.
And it's speculated, again, with the new anime opening, that Clement's going to be using his Bunnelby in their gym battle. So, will he be using his gym Pokemon, or will he be using the
I assume he'll be using the gym Pokemon, honestly.
But I would hope so, because I just want to see Magnemite in action.
Things I was wondering about, because he has a Heliolisk back at the gym that the robot is using, so I'm wondering if he would use Heliolisk along with Luxio, Chespin, and Bunnelby.
That's something we need to talk about as well, is that Clement's the first trainer in the XY series to catch a Pokemon from a previous generation.
Oh, that's true. Well, no, Dawn did it.
Well, I'm saying in the XY
series.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
The XY series. It's a Luxio, and this kind of cycles into what I was wanting to bring up next was the Pokemon XY movie for Oraz has already speculated the different evolutions that are going to occur. I reported on this a while back, but the way that I was looking at it was it would appear that Jesse's Pumpkaboo will evolve into Gourgais.
That'd be really cool, actually.
Luxio will evolve into Luxray. So I'm anticipating a Luxray versus Pikachu final bout for Clement's badge.
Oh, that would be sweet.
It would be really cool. Yeah, I would agree. I would go with that. Like, I didn't know about the Team Rocket thing, and that's very interesting.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Because, like, in Unova, they got Yamask and Woobat, and I just feel like nothing happened with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just so random, and then they end up getting their old Pokemon back anyway.
So yeah, would those be the first Pokemon that Team Rocket gets since Ekans and Koffing?
I think so. I really think so.
There was Yanmega.
Oh, but that, I don't know that Yanmega counts really.
But did,
well, it was a Yanma at first, and it's Ancient Power, and then spontaneously.
Yeah, but it was like the same, wasn't the same show.
Episode? It was Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, but it was like the same episode, though, that they caught Yanma, and then it automatically evolves.
He automatically evolved. Still, I guess, at a stretch, but either way. But according to the poster, Inkay is still going to be Inkay. Mm-hmm. That's
which
the speculation.
Sad.
Is he going to evolve into a happy-go-lucky Malamar in juxtaposition to that sinister, evil Malamar?
Yeah.
That's going to be making another debut in a future episode in the English dub. Mm-hmm. Look for that. Going on to the speculated Pokemon that may occur, standing right next to Luxray in the poster is a Florgist, a red one.
Florgis, okay.
Yeah, Florgis or Florgis. Again, Arceus, Arceus, pronounce
it
the way.
Yeah.
So it's speculated that somebody in the group is going to have either a Floette that evolves into a Florgis or Florgis at some point.
That'd be really cool. I feel like that would be a very James Pokemon.
They need I'm saying they need more fairy Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm really surprised Ash hasn't caught a fairy.
They only have Dedenne at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Pokemon that nobody on the Blackthorn Council can pronounce correctly except for me, but...
Dedenne, right? That's how you say it.
Yeah, Dedenne.
It's Dedenne.
It's simple, Ethan. Come on, man. either way, moving on. Standing next to Serena's Pancham, we have a Gothita. So it's speculated that Serena's going to have a Gothita. Yeah.
That'd be really cool, actually.
Because there's a future episode in the Japanese where Pancham and Fennekin are going to kind of get into a little tussle, so maybe there's some non-compatibility going on. You reported on how Pancham and Smoochum in one of your more recent reviews seem to have more of a compatibility than Pancham.
Yeah, exactly,
So, and because Gothita and Smoochum are pretty much almost identical.
They're very similar.
Very similar in both physical appearance and even typing, as well as evolutionary line goes. There, it would stand to reason that Pancham and Gothita would be something.
Yeah.
There's, in the picture, Chespin, Clement's Chespin is being taunted by a Noibat, so it stands to reason that maybe Jesse, or maybe even Clement at some point, catches a Noibat.
That'd be really cool. At least Clement's getting, like...
He's getting very interesting Pokemon.
It's not like other companions, where they just kind of catch Pokemon that kind of go along with what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's later versions of Brock. That's what it reminds me of, like later versions of Brock.
Yeah.
He gets Lotad, which is a Ludicolo at this point.
Yeah, and he ends up getting Mudkip, and he has a Fortress. He just has a bunch of Pokemon that just don't fit rock Pokemon anymore.
Krogunk.
Yeah, Krogunk.
He has a Chansey, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
He had a Happiny that
evolved into a Chansey.
So it's interesting who Noibat will be going to and whether or not that will evolve into a...
I don't know, it'd be really cool. Because I feel like dragon types are really, like, underrated in the show.
Well,
not shown a lot.
Because of fairy types, they're kind of taking second...
Fairy types are kind of doing that right now. And that's because a lot of the fairy types that we currently have are, like, retconned Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
How many fairy type Pokemon were actually introduced in Gen 6 other than, like, Aromatease and Slurpuff? I doubt will ever, like, be in the show.
Well, there's the Flabébé evolution line.
I could see Flabébé being in the show, just like we were talking about, like, in the movie. But I could totally not see, like, I don't know. Like, Klefki, that's not going to happen.
He just recently made his debut in the anime in the last Japanese.
Who did?
Mm-hmm. Klefki.
Oh yeah, but nobody's going to catch a Klefki.
There's the animated short with Klefki on Pokemon TV that also shows up. Froakie's still a Froakie at this point, but still Klefki makes his debut. So you get that a little bit. And finally with like speculation evolutions, sitting right next to Pikachu is a Braixen. So it's safe to assume Serena's Fennekin's going to evolve into Braixen.
It better happen.
I'd prefer it staying Braixen, just on the ground.
Rather than going to the Delphox.
Yes. Right, Delphox is not very cool at all.
No.
I would prefer Braixen just because it suits more of the showcase style that Serena's pursuing. Delphox just does not suit that at all. And what would be really interesting is in like some sort of final bout in the Pokemon showcase, Serena and Aria go toe-to-toe with Serena's Braixen and Aria's Delphox at this point. Right. And then we see how that goes down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know how it would go
down. I don't want to go on too much longer. We got like a couple more minutes before this goes on too long.
Right.
So let's quickly just talk about what we want to, like, where things are going to happen in the future. I know we've already touched on it plenty. With like
dates
future
and hair,
emotions.
Let's get to it.
Oh, hair. Let's talk about the hair. That's what we're going to spend the last 2 minutes on.
The hair.
Let's talk about the hair. Serena, in the latest episode of the Pokemon TV show in Japan, had gone and cut her hair after losing the showcase with Fennekin. And it seems like a big deal. She changed her clothes and everything. And to me, it's just like, oh, they're showing off, you know, one of the features of X and Y, which was trainer customization. And I think that's all it really is. But I think it's a very interesting way to bring it in to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really all it was.
Yeah. It's just they say it's a symbol of her resolve to be better than what she is now. It's a change of character loss in a sense. Yeah. Obligatory anime growth.
I mean,
symbolized by the cutting of the hair. So
I mean, it's kind of cool that they changed the character design mid series.
It's touching like that in certain sense. Maybe in the English release, we'll kind of get a little bit.
I like that I was able to notice that it was a game feature instead of it just like being something that happened in the show. Like Ash changes his clothes and all that other stuff. But
well, it could also be because like that's the feature that so many Pokemon fans loved from
it
X
was.
And Y.
It was so cool.
Right?
It was nice to make an appearance for yourself. You aren't just bound by the player avatar. You could change that if you wanted.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to coming back like in the next set of games, which I hope they announce.
At least Pokemon Z.
I mean, I understand why it wasn't the Mega Alpha Sapphire. Mega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. I forgot a word. But I understand why it wasn't there, because those are remakes. That was not part of the game. It didn't need to be there. I didn't think it took anything away from the story for it to not be there.
Exactly, right. Not at all.
And I think, you know, it'll come back. You know, it'll probably be a staple in future Pokemon games. I can see that. Because that's just a huge thing in RPGs in general right now.
It's the customization.
It's customization of your characters. Like, in Fire Emblem, your avatar does that.
Yeah.
In Monster Hunter, I was trying to watch a review of like Monster Hunter 4 to see if I wanted to buy it. And you know, the guy spent 20 minutes of this like 40-minute video designing his character. And that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing with all of these RPGs, and I really hope that it stays, and I think it will. I personally think it will.
I think it should. That would be the better move.
I mean, there were so many people that were upset with it not being an Oraz. There were a lot of people being, like, butthurt about it. I'm just like, meh.
Yeah, like, it was one of those things that I'm like, I get it. It would be awesome if you put it in Oraz, but I get it. It's a remake. That's not what happened in the original.
I get the reasoning behind it, and I'm able to move on and just speculate that it'll appear in the future. Speaking
that's of our jobs, right? No. We're done.
It's just literally one more
thing. Okay, go.
Because the running thing that anime has, or at least the Pokemon anime has, they always have a returning character from the previous series. So
they didn't do it. They didn't do it in Unova, did they?
Yeah, they did. Dawn.
Dawn showed up in Unova?
Yeah.
Oh, she did. That's right. I remember.
So yeah, it's safe to assume that Iris is going to come back at some point in the X-Files.
That'd be really cool. And then she could, like, take Ash's Gumi.
Yeah, like,
Goodra. Like, at least start fawning over the... Or at least fawning over the Goodra.
Yeah.
I'd anticipate her Gible to have evolved into Gobite at this point, mm-hmm. just because of reasons. And also, she's going to be absolutely terrified of every single fairy Pokemon that she's going to come in contact with.
Yeah.
Especially Dedenne, because it's just going to be there all the time.
Yeah.
So, I'd really like to see that kind of interaction.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
She comes to Kalos to train more of her Pokemon, runs into Ash, learns of fairy types, and then just kind of...
Well, she was going to Johto, wasn't she? She was. That's where she was going.
I think that's where she was heading.
She's
going
to go hang out with Claire and stuff.
Yeah, at Blackthorn.
Yeah.
Oh, Blackthorn. I never heard of that one before.
So. Well, it would also be kind of interesting if probably Dawn more so than May coming back because of the whole Pokemon showcase.
Ooh,
because, perhaps. Because Dawn was a lot more showy and a lot more fancy about it. So I feel like she would be more compelled to do showcases.
I could actually see it more like a post-series special about Serena. She runs into both May and Dawn at a showcase. Like how in the post series, Silen ran into Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For better reason. I could see that happening more so.
That'd be really cool, actually. I'd be down for that.
And then they all have, like, a showcase and the best one wins or whatever.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool. I'd be down for that.
So.
We have a lot to say, but I don't want this show to go on for, like, 3 hours.
I did mention in the Facebook chat that I would be going on for roughly 2 hours. Just about. And then I pretty much showed that capability.
So, without further ado, we're going to go to commercial break. So, catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Are you tired of your old, crummy bicycle? Do you need a new, hip bicycle that's now... Well, over here at the bicycle shop in Vermilion City, we have a great selection of bicycles. We even have some great sales, too. Looky here. It's a red bicycle. And over here, we have a blue one. And then we got a yellow one down the street. It's so cool. The selection is amazing. And now, our great surprise, we have a great sale going on right now. Buy two bicycles and get 15% off. You know how much 15% off is? Well, I don't, so it doesn't really matter. Thank you. Come down to Vermilion City. Our phone number is 1-800-344-7857. Don't forget it. You need it.
Poke of the episode. And welcome back. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 370, Love Disc, the Rendezvous Pokemon.
Alright. Love Disc, its Omega Ruby Pokedex entry says, Love Disc live in shallow seas in the tropics. This heart-shaped Pokemon earned its name by swimming after loving couples it spotted in the ocean's waves. Do not take that out of context.
Okay, so Love Disc, I'm trying to be very positive today because I was told that I'm always very negative about the Pokemon of the week, or Pokemon of the episode. So, Love Disc is actually, its best stat is speed at a base 97. I will not say any of the other stats because they are, not good.
To follow up with
their stats, Love Disc does not have much else going for it in its move pool. I'm very upset by that. It does have the ability Hydration, though, which is kind of nice if you were going to run a rain team.
Mm-hmm.
Defenses, I don't know how much that would help it, how Hydration would help it, in that it's probably going to get, like, knocked out real fast. It's somewhat bulky in Special Defense relative to its defense, so maybe we'll run it like that. Its Special Attack is just higher than its attack, so we're going to focus on that. So... If you're running a Love Disc, you're definitely throwing 252 EVs on speed. I would definitely also capitalize on that with a speed-boosting nature. Probably, I think Jolly, is that the one I'm thinking of? I think Jolly is plus speed minus attack. That's what I would go for.
Yeah.
Now, if we're looking at Love Disc, I would throw Agility on it. Just because you can start outspeeding everything.
I'd say with Love Disc, your best option is to use it in Little Cup.
It doesn't work in Little Cup. It's not available. Little Cup, you're only allowed to use Pokemon that have evolutions.
Ah. I was thinking just because it's a puny little hard shape.
Because
fish.
Then you'd be like, everybody be running Farfetch'd in Little Cup, and that'd be awful.
Right. Right. True.
That would be just awful. Now, I would definitely put, like, Water Pulse, maybe even, let's see. I think it gets Hydro Pump on it, maybe.
It does.
I would go for Hydro Pump. Let's see. Oh, man, there's not a lot else going on.
No.
Let's see.
Oh, what do I do with
it,
this long test?
It can get Bounce. That's something.
But does it also... bounce? Is it more of a, yeah, is it more of a special... Is it more of a special attack user or a physical user?
Love Disc? It doesn't matter, honestly.
Okay.
If we want to get down to the nitty-gritty, I would say special.
I would say special, but a base 30 versus a base 40?
Base 40.
Yeah, you
like,
don't really
not much of a difference.
Might as well
would
just mix it up.
Scald. Scald. That's what I would run. Scald. Definitely Scald. And it's Surf. Duh. That's what I would run. Scald or Surf. Toxic. I'd run Toxic. Because...
Go out
if
with
anything,
some...
at least you can outrun it and get it toxic'd.
And... If anything, it might just be kind like it's just a status inflictor almost.
I mean, I got one in random battles and I did pretty well. It was like the second Pokemon I sent out. It's fast, and that's what it's got going for it. And that is all it's got going for it.
Yeah.
Now this is interesting. That's in the breeding section. Mm-hmm. You can breed a Love Disc to no Splash.
That's necessary.
That's nice.
I don't know why that's even an option. Why do you even want to breed
Why wouldn't
Splash?
You? Why wouldn't you, Viger? Don't you know the competitive advantages of Splash?
I obviously don't. You know me and my lack of competitive knowledge.
But Love Disc is very timely because of Valentine's Day, which happened this past weekend. And if you are wanting to run like a Valentine's Day team, like Love Disc is definitely a necessity along with Alomomola. That one.
Azumamola is gonna have you on. Is gonna.
I mean, I can say the Momola part. It's the Alomomola. Is that it?
There you go. He got it. He got it. He got it. He did it. He did it.
Oh, one thing that Love Disc is wonderful for is to get heart scales.
Oh, that is
so
true.
That's what I was going to say. Is like, that's probably the only thing you're going to be using Love Disc for.
I mean, definitely use it for Love Disc and X and Y. Yep. And the old rod was, like, instead of Magikarp, it was Love Disc.
It was Love
and
Disc.
I loved it.
I'd use the old rod, sent out my Electrode, use Thief. Give me them heart scales. I need to teach some stuff to more important Pokemon. Sorry, Love Disc.
Love Disc. I don't know what else to say about it.
It's actually one of the few Pokemon in the anime that actually has a nickname to it.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Misty has a Love Disc, and it's named Kasserin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting the fact that the anime, if there's one thing that they don't do, is that they give their Pokemon original names. They just call the Pokemon its Pokemon name.
There's only been select characters who have given nicknames to their Pokemon. Like Richie from Kanto was someone who nicknamed everybody.
That's definitely true.
He was pretty much the player.
Yeah.
I'd almost say he was the player.
Yeah.
But he was. He was. Let's not lie to ourselves.
Yeah, where Ash was the Pokemon.
But I think Misty's Love Disc is the only Pokemon that's owned by a protagonist that nicknames.
Yeah. I think that I wouldn't doubt it because I haven't seen any other.
I just can't recall any. If anybody knows, please let us know.
Please rate us on iTunes.
So that's all I have about Love Disc. Bjorn wrote some stuff about Love Disc this past week. So if you go to PucklePodcast.com, you can check out Bjorn Splash and you can read some more about Love Disc. So I guess that leads us to going to the mailbag.
The mailbag.
It's mail time! It's time for the mailbag! Send in your emails! The mail's here! Check your inbox! It's time for the mailbag! Mail!
And on to the mailbag. As always, the mailbag is brought to you by Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves. They make me say that. So
he gets a nickel every time he does.
Every time, just get a nickel.
Just a nickel. It keeps the podcast going.
But as always, we're giving out the Green Tauros badge to the person that we claim has the best email this episode. So keep watch out for that. Hopefully, maybe it'll be your email this week, or next week, or whenever.
Please email us.
Please.
We
keep it within the word limit.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
You know who I'm talking to.
But let's moving on. Our first email is from Dead Red. Hello, it is the one person who actually liked Gen 4, but could still never complete the National Dex here, and I'm back with another mailbag.
I beg to differ on that one.
But I mean, I like Gen 4. I say that all the time.
I didn't complete the National Dex. Who do you to think you're the only one?
But before I get to that, it is time for the next chapter of my Pokemon biography. This week, I decided to kick back and relax and do an easy one, my failed attempts at shiny hunting. Get your fresh waters and Cresselia cones ready, because there are a lot of them. First, the Masuda method. Anyone who has ever seen my PC can tell you how much I have tried this, considering 4.5 boxes filled with Zorua, but still no shiny. I spent countless hours away from my friends and family, but still no results. Next, chain fishing. I tried that for a while, but got bored with it. I mean, yeah, chain fishing's kind of like that.
Yeah, tedious.
Finally, Dexnav chaining. I was chaining Lanoons, trying to get my first caught shiny back, and I was at a chain of 147. Oh, you're so unlucky.
Oh, no.
Then I saw it, the sparkles of truth. I was sneaking up on it, but then my mother came in to get me for lunch. It scared me and I jumped, moving the joystick with me.
Oh, no.
The nightmares of that moment still haunt me. Okay, the chapter is over. Before I go to the mailbag, I have a request. Can you do Feebas as your poke of the episode on account of my terrible misfortune? Just for laughs. I did Love Disc. I think he's just as bad. So
mm-hmm. At least Phoebus evolves.
Yeah.
So
okay, now for the mailbag. I believe your choices were pretty accurate, but saying my knowledge of hidden abilities isn't that large, I do believe that Speed Boost Torchic was ridiculous and overpowered. The people at Nintendo were just thinking, let's give a powerhouse with okay speed a bunch more. Then that guy got promoted, while that guy who designed Torchic line stayed in his crappy job. That's probably how it went down. Okay, my time is over for this week. See you on the flip-flop. Ace Trainer Dead Red blasts off again.
Oh, right. Man.
You got this next one.
I am so sorry for that. I'm so sorry for that guy. All right, from Tom. Again, hey again, Thatch and Random Encounter co-hosts.
Oh, hi.
So I wrote in last week with a cheeky request for a ditto, even though you guys don't know me from Adam, and was really pleasantly surprised to hear you read my email on this week's show. Thanks a lot. Last week I mentioned I was breeding for a shiny. I was looking for a male shiny Ralts to get one of my favorite Pokemon, Gallade. Imagine my pain when a shiny finally hatched with 4 IVs, jolly nature, but was a girl. As much as I love Gardevoir, that jolly nature will get me nowhere. Maybe use it for special support moves. Any advice? I can't remember what.
What are we talking about? Ralts?
Jolly Gardevoir.
It's jolly.
Yeah.
Maybe use it for support moves. Any advice?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I guess you can run it for support, but at the same time, if you really want like a Gallade or something, just let me know. I have a bunch. I was breeding for Gallade.
He wants a shiny 4 IVs, jolly nature.
I caught a shiny with 3 IVs when I was chaining. I don't know if it's a male or a female, though.
Right. But anyway, I can't remember what the mailbag was. I fail. Instead, I'll share my recent Pokemon Showdown experience. I've never used it before, but managed to win a few OU battles with a team I built around crit-hit ratios using Kingdra, Gallade, and Focus Energy, passed from Scizor, or an Exploding Drifblim. So, to say I caught some hate would be an understatement. I'm still very new to competitive battles. Am I touching a metagame nerve with this tactic?
I don't think so.
It's a strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's a strategy. There's also like belly drum Azuma rolls with Aqua Jets, and I hate those things.
No, that's definitely a
thing. So there's always going to be something that somebody hates.
Mm-hmm. I agree
but
completely.
There's always a strategy, so no.
Yeah.
Let's see. Thatch, let me know if you want anything in particular for the Ditto. Might have to use the GTS because of the time
differences. I don't know that I need anything in particular.
He also mentions Espeon's hidden ability of Magic Bounce is awesome. Also on Eeveelutions, I like Hydration Vaporeon if it's running, if it's raining and you take rest, and Pixelate on Sylveon. So to counter the abilities that he likes, there you go. Cheerio for now. Tom, I need a decent username.
All right, so
He's got like a little PS, doesn't he?
Yeah, that I kind of
melded.
Yeah.
Oh, you read that. Okay, we're good.
I melded them together.
You've got this next one, Mickey Panda.
So the next one is from Zangar Shuckles. And lurking in the depths of swampy lowlands of Johto creeps a power yet unseen. It is a vicious monster whose sheer force is truly terrifying. I wonder who he's talking about.
Here we go.
It has kept a quiet watch on the meta of the last few generations and has prepared itself for war. For Alligator has set its watchful eye upon Hoenn and will arrive there shortly. And they included a really awesome picture of For Alligator. Is that supposed to be a shiny flat?
Yeah, I think it's shiny because it's blue.
Right.
I'm more than familiar.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Because For Alligator is your favorite Pokemon.
It's so true, though, right?
Super awesome. I hope you enjoyed this picture I drew in colored thatch. It's exciting that this Pokemon will actually be viable competitively now, and I wanted to celebrate the moment. One additional thought I had was it might be fun to have an area of the Puckle site dedicated to fan art.
I've definitely thought about doing that before. I don't want to say like I haven't done it. It's just that like we'll only get like waves of fan art, and then it'll just never show up again for like another year.
Yeah.
And that's the only problem. Like, I would do it if there was like consistent like fan art being made.
Right. Or if at least like a lot of people are showing interest in it.
Yeah, if there was a larger amount of interest than what's going on currently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like if you guys want it, like start a forum thread and then I'll walk on there and just be like, "Wow.
We do have 50 people making art. We do have an art thread."
Yeah, we do have an art thread. You could definitely post it there.
Mhm. I'm sure many of your listeners could contribute to it. So, guys, please contribute to it if you guys want that. Yes. Enjoy, Zangard Shuckles.
Wonderful. All right. So our next one is from Bjorn.
Woo!
Hey, Ethan. I'm really hoping he's on the show. Thatch and crew.
Sorry.
It has been quite some time since I last wrote in for a mailbag. Not to worry. I'm not as long-winded as my fellow writers. Before answering the mailbag...
I take offense to that.
I wanted to do a shout-out for my UUTC opponents. I had three great games, so thanks to Misty and Hanakane. In all three games, I faced Mega Sableye, which I quickly learned to respect and fear. Right, so on to the mailbag. Pokemon should have made the top 10 for hidden abilities, Quagsire. Frankly, I used to despise this Pokemon. I thought it was doofy-looking. However, after playing around on Showdown, I came to respect how much of a troll unaware Quagsire can be. It's so true. My Quagsire build holds Leftovers, has Recover, Toxic, Scald, and Earthquake. That's my Quagsire. On Showdown, if it looked like an opponent was trying to set up a sweep by Dragon Dancing, for example, I would switch in my Quagsire. Then I Toxic my opponent, and then alternate Recover and Attacks. Many opponents seem to forget Quagsire could be unaware. Would Dragon Dance a turn or two more, get confused, and when I survived, and try to buff up more. Absolutely hysterical. I have this happen, like, any time I run unaware Pokemon. I had it happen, I was running an unaware Clefable for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same thing would happen. They would just keep stat boosting. Like, people forget unaware is an ability quite often, because I don't think it's very, like, it's not very common.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm still not a huge fan of its design, Quagsire's hidden ability has made it one of my favorite Pokemon to use competitively. just for the chances to laugh manically.
Maniacally?
Is it maniac?
Maniacally.
Okay, yeah.
I write.
There's a
I
reason, just like there's a reason I have a physics degree. please check out the articles on the Puckle site. We have something for everyone. I'm also always open to suggestions for future Bjorn splash topics, so please feel free to leave them in the comments on the article. Bjorn out. Oh, wonderful. Oops. You've got this next one from Area G.
All right, let's see. Getting it. Which one is it again?
Don't want to say. EG are the initials?
Yeah, got it. Hey, Thatch and for alligators, or I mean co-hosts. I loved how unbiased your top 10 list was, so I'd like to share my totally unbiased opinion too. When it comes to game-changing hidden abilities, normal Pokemon are where it's at. First, we can all agree that 56 base attack is awful. However, an itemless Diggersby huge power return hits harder than a Life Orb Sheer Force Waterfall from Feraligatr. Not that we're comparing anything. Next up, who is the worst Pokemon? No, it's not Crobat without Infiltrator, it's Ditto. Without Imposter, he's just as bad as Magikarp. Except Magikarp gets a free turn while Ditto transforms. However, with Imposter, he's just as good as plus 6 Mega Rayquaza with a scarf. Lastly, sure, Blaziken became Ubers with Speed Boost, but regular Blaziken is still usable. On the other hand, Bibarel is laughable, but he almost got banned from Ubers because of Moody. Well, that's my normal two normal cents. I mean, Poke sense. Poke cheers. Aria G. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I do agree with him that normal Pokemon have
They have some really good ones.
Adaptability it's like adaptability Porygon Z. Killer user of Tri-Attack right there.
Right, yeah, and especially with moves like Return, it's just hard to fight against that.
It's hard. And then with a Choice Scarf, or even a Silk Scarf for that matter, it gets nasty.
All right, I got this next one from Eevee Light. Eevee Light. Alomomola.
Pronounce your words.
Hello, Thatch and co-hosts. Your last podcast was great. Although I agree with your list of the top 10 hidden abilities, I think Unburdened Slurpuff would have made a good addition. I know Slurpuff doesn't have the best stats, but this ability combined with a Belly Drum and Citrus Berry would make it a challenging opponent. A Belly Drum would maximize its attack at the expense of some health, and the Citrus Berry would gain some back some of the lost HP, and its ability would double its speed. What do you think?
It's actually like a very common thing in NU, actually. I was playing on NU for a while. As well, I dabble in like all of these. I'm just not good at any of them except for Little Cup. I'm ranked in Little Cup, by the way, right now. I'm in the top 500 for Little Cup. Fun fact.
Nice.
I was actually running Unburdened Slurpuff because it was a lot of fun to do exactly this, just like he says. Belly Drum, Citrus Berry with Unburdened, and I don't know. It was I definitely think it's one of the better ones. It's just I don't think it was as game changing as other ones. Because Slurpuff is still NU with Unburdened. And that's the problem.
Right.
That's its problem. The other ones were definitely like much more game-changing. Like, Speed Boost made Blaziken go from OU to Ubers within a generation.
So, yeah.
Moving on. We got this next one from Shiny Bidoof. Oh, hi there, boy. Thatch and appropriate co-host. Shiny Bidoof here, writing in for the very first time. After listening to an obscene amount of your cast while traveling to school, I decided to try out this elusive male thing. Turns out my Dutch autocorrect is getting in the way of my obvious literary talent, but hey, it's the thought that counts. As for the mailbag question, the best hidden ability has to be Hitmontop's Cloud 9. It may not be competitively viable, but think about this. How did he get on that cloud? Did he fall in love with some cute Ralts? Has he smoked some Oddish leaves? Who really knows?
I wouldn't really say a Ralts because it's a small child.
I digress. Let's hope he didn't get my just think my Ditto is in for it more than just the money.
Oh, God.
That's all for now. Catch you guys on the flip-flop. Greetings from Belgium, Shiny Bidoof. Another Belgian listener.
Woo!
That's awesome.
You've got this one from Locke Viger.
All right. Satch and blank and blank.
We're too bad at doing this. Like, people will do that so that we insert the proper names.
Yeah. And then we just...
It's just so much fun to do it like this.
Yeah. So I'll do it correctly now. Satch and Viger and Mickey. Long time since I last got to send in a mailbag, mostly because time has restricted me. Been playing a bit more Showdown as of late and practicing while laddering up Monotype with my Ghost team and Water team. Calphigrius has proven an asset despite running no directly damaging moves. Toxic Spikes, Protect, Destiny Bond, and Pain Split get people to waste two or three pokes health before they finally take him down, taking one of theirs with him. All in all, I've just been playing to get used to the meta and thinking about VGCs and doubles coming up. Also, the new 3DS is amazing. It's like when you go from the regular 3DS to the XL and you thought, how did I ever use the old one? That's how I feel with the new one. As for the mailbag, I think you covered the Gauntlet well, but I think the ghost with the most unique ability should have had honorable mention. Calphigrius's mummy getting rid of abilities to replace them with itself, a game changer. I do know that you did... Words are very hard. I do know that you did cover him recently, though. Anyways, it's time to get to work. Puckle faithfully. Riva Elite Foe Hexamaniac Lock.
The only reason I didn't include Mummy is because it wasn't a hidden ability.
Yeah.
It's just his normal ability. So, yeah, it's a good ability.
What is Calphigrius's hidden ability?
I don't know.
Or does it even have one?
It might have one.
We can look this up.
Let me do this. I have the internet.
In the glorious days of the internet, three Pokemon nerds will see to figure out if Calphigrius has a hidden
He has
ability.
No hidden ability.
He doesn't have one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
His is just so good that he doesn't need a hidden
Mummy
ability.
I mean, Mummy is a very unique and interesting ability.
It's a, it is a game changer, like you said. Mm-hmm. Can it's throw very... a whole team off.
I wouldn't want to Calphigrius with a different ability, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, you're running, you have Rain Dance on, mm-hmm. and you have Rain Dish? Poke. Now you know.
All
right. He's like Ebola. Just moving on.
Okay, this next one comes from the Pixelated Youngster. Dear Puckle, it's me, the Pixelated Youngster. Back
Words
for another.
Are hard.
Words are really hard, guys. for another email mailbag, and I'm eating an a question that's a really great. I hope your apple's delicious. So I have a question. I have a 3DS XL, and I don't have a Wii U yet, and the new 3DS just came out, so I finally have a chance to get a new console. What should I get, new 3DS or Wii U?
Wii U.
I
mean, unless you're like the only reason I got the new 3DS XL was because I was going to buy an XL,
mm-hmm.
and then literally the day I was gonna go get it, Nintendo announced the new 3DS, and I'm just like, well, I'm gonna wait.
And right now I'm in the same exact boat, and I've already decided, like, well, I still have my 3DS that works just like the new 3DS. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're gonna get Xenoblade Chronicles. Like, that's a must-have for you.
Yeah, that's the only selling point, I think.
Yeah.
And everybody says, duh, a Wii U. Oh, just like us. so I might be leaning towards that. But since the Wii U has been out for about 2 years now, the game library is huge, so which three games should I get first?
Ooh. Smash Brothers?
Smash Brothers, Mario Kart 8, and when it comes out, Mario Party 10.
Ooh, that is coming out. I forgot about that. I really enjoyed Hyrule
Warriors. The necessities.
I enjoyed Hyrule Warriors, actually, very much.
I played a lot of Hyrule Warriors as a demo in like the Best Buys and the Future
Year,
and I love it. It was one of those games that I didn't think I would actually enjoy.
I was in the exact same boat, and I got it because somebody was just like, you want a Wii U game? And I'm just like, not really. And then they're just like, how about this one? I'm just like, sure, I'll take it. And Hyrule Warriors is a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I've
it's like, it's a lot of fan service.
Yeah.
I know Super Smash Brothers, but what other two? Maybe Mario Kart 8, yeah. Zelda Wind Waker. Wait, is that it? Zelda Wind Waker would be a pretty good one if that's
that is
what
pretty good because it's actually full-fledged
remastered
game.
Remastered edition. I would suggest that too. If you can't wait for Mario Party 10, then get Wind Waker.
Yeah, get Wind Waker. Looks like the library of games is pretty small for that being all I can think of at the moment. The last thing before the mailbag, my apple is half consumed. I'm very happy for you, Pixel Youngster. So for the mailbag, for secret abilities and all that jazz, just Defiant Bisharp. And there you go, a darn good Pokemon. Well, that's me. My apple is one bite away from being fully chomp. Well, there you go. I finished my apple in one email. Sigh. Bye, Puckle. P.S. That was a good apple.
That's wow. Great news. All right.
I'm glad that your apple was very satisfying.
I drew the short stick, and I get to read Sublime's email.
Oh! So
here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Sublime!
Like, take shifts?
How now, Trainer Thatch, I should say Viger, and Christina, or Mickey Panda?
Yeah.
Regional VGC tournaments are going on this weekend, and literally, as you were recording this episode, and it kills me I couldn't go to one near me in California. Because it was on Valentine's Day. And believe it or not, my boyfriend of 2 years is more important to me than playing Pokemon. It's quite the Sophie's choice, though. Thatch, while you were displaying great tact last week in the implementation of the new 500-word maximum, and it's appreciated, there is no need to say certain somebodies I will not announce the names of. Any regular listener of the podcast knows Fluffiest and myself, because they have heard our emails along with all the comments various hosts have made on the show, about how long they are when they express the relief about not having to read them. So it's no secret.
Like we just did.
Yeah.
I offered to take shifts.
I would point out, however, that for the past month, I have been consistently cutting down my word count in the mailbag. 4 weeks ago, my word count was close to 800. Oh, I'm aware. But last week, it was barely over 600. So I've been trying. Really, I have been. To paraphrase a sentiment shared by Pascal, Twain, and Pope, I would have written a shorter letter if I had more time. I shall abide by the new standard, even if it will require more editing on my part. And I'm also looking into recording audio files to send it. Yeah, if you do, I'll play the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to hear that you have been receiving more and more mailbag submissions as of late. If me cutting my mailbags down means you're able to read an ever-growing amount of mail, then I'm more than happy to slim down my word count. Also, Shamu, I need to correct you saying there are no Pokemon apps for Android during the mailbag submission last week. Because I also have an Android phone, and there are definitely tons of Pokemon apps for Android, including two I literally listed by name in my mailbag. Maybe you haven't checked since the start of Gen 6?
Ooh, onto the mailbag. Shots fired in that general direction.
Onto the mailbag, here are some Pokemon whose hidden abilities really benefited them you didn't mention. Ho-Oh with Regenerator, that's because it's Ho-Oh. Nobody's gonna
yeah,
care.
Yeah, for Christ's sake.
Breloom with Technician, it almost made the list. Espeon with Magic Bounce, also Zatu. Again, almost made the list.
So you can pronounce Zatu correctly because it has a friggin' X on the front, but you can't pronounce Alolamola correctly.
I mean, what was I supposed to say? Zatu.
X2 or something? X2. I don't know.
Exatu? I don't know. Like, it's Zatu.
I would think of you.
I mean, I've been around. I've been playing Pokemon since 1998, Viger. I think I know how to pronounce
right.
Gen 2 Pokemon names.
None of this new Pokemon.
It's these Gen 5 and Gen 6 Pokemon that are throwing me for loops, okay?
Right.
It's like, we ran out of actually like good names and we're just
I'll let it slide this time.
That's my inner Gen Wanner that I totally have.
Your Wanner?
Yeah.
Your Gen Wanner.
Dude,
okay.
They just don't have original Pokemon designs anymore. Like my pile of sludge and my magnets are way cooler than a bag of garbage. Okay. So I originally explicated on each of the aforementioned Pokemon with those corresponding hidden abilities, but it required too many words, so I'll rely on their value being self-evident. Stay fabulous and always remember that to wear socks with flip-flops is a historical crime against humanity. Sublime Manic.
Nice.
Socks with flip-flops.
Oh, man.
Please don't.
Okay, so our next one is from Mega Merlinite.
I see what's coming up, though. Sorry, Mickey.
It's okay.
Hey, Fashion Crew, for the mailbag, I think Ditto's hidden ability is both game-changing and hilarious. Imposter allows Ditto to become the opponent's Pokemon without needing to use the transform move. And if you switch Ditto into a Mega, you could technically get two Megas in a match. I also have a complaint about an ability. Mega Sceptile's Lightning Rod.
Okay,
I really like Game Freak, he is already 1/4 resistant to electricity, and no one in their right mind would use a Thunderbolt on him.
Whoa, time out. No. Yep. What you don't understand is you're probably not playing Pokemon right.
Enlighten us,
Let me enlighten you. Pokemon is a game of prediction. So what you do is you get... It's just like playing, like, back in Gen 4. Oh my gosh, I did it. I was trying to be really good this episode and not go back to Gen 4 strategy. just because Gen 4 strategy was simpler and easier to understand. Electivire has the ability Motor Drive, where if he's hit by an electric-type attack, he gets a speed boost. He gets +1 to speed. Really good ability, but who's going to use an electric attack on Electivire, right? Am I right?
Maybe me running doubles with Discharge.
I mean, you could do that. You could do that.
I'm just shooting.
Mega Sceptile's really good in doubles because of that. It will take, it'll soak up all those electric type attacks, and it'll give him a special attack boost, which Mega Sceptile would love. But on top of that, you could just switch it in. Like back in the day in Gen 4, we would play Gyarados Electivire cores, so that you'd have Gyarados. Somebody would try to Thunderbolt your Gyarados to take it out. You switch into Electivire, you get your speed boost, boom, you Earthquake, you're just going to sweep with Electivire. You're going to do the same thing with Mega Sceptile. Mega Sceptile's base speed is 140. And that's insanely fast. Much higher than Electivire, for sure. And you can if you can predict a switch on a Thunderbolt, Mega Sceptile gets like a +1 to special attack, and it's just going to go run train. Yep. So that's my rant.
Alright, Sceptile was my favorite starter in Gen 3, but his Mega is subpar to Swampert and the OP Chicken. I mean, his signature move is Leaf Blade, and he can't even use it that well because he is a special sweeper, not
Which
physical.
Is
yeah, kind of dealt the short end of the stick there. He also has, like, 6 weaknesses in Mega Form, with a times 4 weakness to Ice. Plus, he doesn't learn any dragon moves besides Dual Chop without a TM or a tutor.
He learns Dragon Pulse through TM, and that's a really easy TM to find.
Well, he's saying without TM or tutoring.
I mean, who cares?
Who cares? But
Dragon Pulse!
Yeah, I'm keeping in context to the email. Anyway, sorry for the rant, and have a Puckle-perfect day.
I apologize for my rant.
Yeah, a rant. A rant within a rant.
Well, let me
ranting
see
about rants.
I don't think Sceptile has 6 weaknesses. He has.
I want to say that's
He has 6. He's exactly
Really?
Right. He has 6. Flying, poison, bug, ice, dragon, fairy. Yeah.
Oh, fairy.
I forgot fairy type was a thing.
Oh, fairy.
We had the whole discussion about it in the anime.
Yeah, we did.
But it's still a very interesting type, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No grass dragons.
No
grass dragons.
Probably for that reason.
Yeah. Probably.
Because they would suck. But whatever.
All right. Our next email is from Fluffiest Whimsicott.
Hello.
Short.
Hello, Thatch, Viger, and Mickey Panda. See, I put someone else's name instead of the name that was in there. Learn. I'm writing this from a very, very comfortable room. A soft one, I dare say. The walls are pleasantly padded.
I see where she's going with this one.
I was glad because I kept shuffling around with a dead stare, repeating the shuckle, the shell, the horror. Apparently, that's a sign of poor mental health. And that's why I beg of you, put a stop to Bjorn's traumatizing commercials.
But they're so good.
Only you can keep Whimsicott out of the loony bin. Thank you. I do admit that was a very good commercial. In more joyful news, Black Gold, Sublime, and I have come to an understanding outside of the mailbag. We agree to disagree on everything except one thing. Wallace is totally gay. And also...
That's true.
I'm glad common ground was found. And also, look at that new outfit, not wearing underwear. Okay, now I have to look on Bulbapedia.
I have to go on Bulbapedia. I have to see what's going on with him.
Seriously, there's nowhere it could be. I just wanted to share this precious mental image, which I'm sure contributed to my current location. As for the mailbag itself, I nominate Magic Bounce Espeon. Hoping this was short enough, I leave you with a renewed plea for some extra consideration for certain frail Pokemon psyches. Fluffy, totally sane flip-flops. The fluffiest Whimsicott.
I'm sure that this commercial will do much better for this week.
Oh, yep, there it is. There it is.
So, next, I saw the picture. She's right.
For your own viewing pleasure. Don't there look it up.
Our last email this week is from Mr. Maximus. So here we go. Salutations, Thatch, insert name, and insert name. And all members of the awesome community that is Puckle. I, Mr. Maximus, return from long journey miles and miles from here, where I have used my intellect to face challenges and pass extreme tests of vitality. I'm glad to say I was successful at each obstacle and have become stronger because of it. Next, I would like to thank everyone of the Puckle community for their support and their ideas for my fanfiction, Revolution. I can't believe I have trekked through a prologue and 10 chapters in the amount of time that have passed by. I would like to give special thanks to Weiser, Osprey, and Scrawn for their much-needed critiques of the story. If it wasn't for them, I would not have been successful as it was. There will be more to come, and I am truly honored that more people to this day still message me and ask to join in on the fun. It's actually a really good fanfic. I really like what he's doing with it. For the mailbag, Gliscor is obviously my favorite hidden ability Pokemon, but it was mentioned last week, so I have to give it up to Espeon and Zatu with the Magic Bounce ability. If you let either one be your starter, not only does that stop your opponent from setting up hazards earlier, it also makes a great dual screener. We also have Mamoswine with Thick Fat. A number of Pokemon have it, like Mega Venusaur and Snorlax, but we're only counting hidden abilities. That's a super effective and neutral type knockdown a peg. Special shout out to Quagsire with Unaware. You guys know and talk about this Pokemon a lot, so you know what's up. That's all for now. Later days from Mr. Maximus. And that's it for the mailbag. So did you guys have any like favorites that kind of stuck out in your mind?
I do like how Sublime and Fluffius are taking this word cap super serious.
Well, they both got the Green Tauros badge, so we can't pick them.
Fluffius was actually not that long.
No, it was not.
She did
a very good job this week.
I give her that.
So are we still doing the Green Tauros as the mailbag?
Yeah, that's still what it is.
So we're continuing on with that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if we were going to
do how it works.
Whole.
It's you got to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. There wasn't one that really stuck out.
Like, I like Xander's Shuckles drawing of Feraligatr.
I think
like,
he has it, though.
Cool.
I think that's what I was going to say.
Eevee Light doesn't have it. Did you see anything good? Slurpuff.
Umbreon Slurpuff with Belly Drum and Citrus Berry.
Nope. New Belgian guy with,
yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yep. You're getting this shiny Bidoof.
Do it.
So you have to go to PucklePodcast.com and you go to the badges pages, click on the Green Tauros badge and you can submit a request for the badge. It's all yours, shiny Bidoof. Come and get it.
You and your stories.
Next week, next week's mailbag.
To top in Ralts.
Next week's mailbag is what do you think of the X and Y anime so far? You can send that into pucklepodcast@gmail.com. We'll more than likely read it. So please send that
500
in.
500 word limit.
You can also, in the meantime, because it's going to be another week before you get a Puckle episode, there are a lot of things to do. You can check out Mickey Panda's articles. They're out every Monday.
Yep.
So right after the show, you can go read her article.
Talks about the recent American anime episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can go read Viger's News on Tuesdays, Sublime's VGC-related article on Wednesday, Scrawn's In the Meta on Thursday. I don't think we have a regular writer on Friday at the moment. And Fluffy is on Saturday, or she's on Sunday, and Bjorn's on Saturday.
Fluffy has just gotten done with our last topical topic, so...
I
want to see what she does next.
Yeah. You can also come to the chat box meetup, like I said, February 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there. We can all hang out, chat.
Mark your calendars, look at the Gmail calendar, and do all that stuff. Mm.
And you can also please review us on iTunes if you haven't already. It really helps people find us, and it's always really nice to hear your feedback on the show, just like getting your emails. Email the Puckle Podcast, even if you don't have an answer to the mailbag question. I'm probably going to read it anyway. Email us at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. And if you're Reddit, you can come and hang out over at rpuckle. You can also check out the forums and talk to people there. I check those at least once a day. So, yeah, to get your Puckle fix. So until next time, I guess, I'm Trainer Thatch.
I'm Viger.
And I'm Mickey Panda.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.